day for my board. That's more than any loafer in this town can afford. A big electric fan to keep me cool while I sleep. A little baby girl to play around at my feet. I'm a rambling gambler and I'm drunk every night. I tell you boys, I'm ragged but right. I go everywhere, I don't pay no fare. I can ride a freight train just anywhere. If I win or lose, I don't have no blues, 'cause I'm ragged and around here. Now I come here to tell you people I'm ragged but right. A thief and a gambler, I get drunk every night. Get a porterhouse steak 3 times a day for my board. That's more than any loafer in this town can afford. Big electric fan to keep me cool while I sleep. A little baby girl to play around at my feet. I'm a rambling gambler and I'm drunk every night. I'll tell you boys, I'm ragged but right.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. If you could tell by the introduction and the intro music, this is Mike Will Cut You, and I'm a la carte tonight. I'm missing my my partner in crime, in audio crime, some might say. DJ Mac is out at a gala this evening, but I'm here bringing you the Ragged Antique Phonograph program, as we always do every Tuesday evening here in lovely Jersey City and WFMU. Got tons of stuff on the program tonight. Arthur Fields, Fess Williams, May Irwin, Irving Berlin, Hayden Quartet, Clarice Vance, The Seven Aces. So much fun here. This is only the beginning.
This is the life. This is the life.
Thank you. faggot. And I've been unconscious since we got acquainted. Look at her now, looking at me. Isn't that love? Couldn't you see? That's what I call cheating. Thank you.
that you're in love with me. You're telling everyone I know I'm on your mind. Each place you go, they can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me. I just can't imagine that you love me. After all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love with me.
From the 10th installation of our Pal Rich Connery's big broadcast compilation CD that he puts together, that track you heard there, I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me, from 1927 by the famous Seven Aces. And you heard, interesting, that Rich notes in the liner notes from that volume 10 is that there's no real soloing going on that recording. And the band's playing kind of, I don't want to say uptight, but pretty strict behind the vocalist, and in 1927, that wasn't too uncommon, but things were about to change, and people were about to get crazy with their solos. Before that, we had the inappropriately titled Darkie's Awakening with Clog Effect. It was written by George Langslin and played by that banjo king, Vess L. Osman, from that was way back January 1904, recorded in New York City for the Columbia label. Had Eddie South in his orchestra doing That's What I Call Keen. And then we started out the show with Ragged But Right, some could say my anthem, by Mr. Riley Puckett for you. You're listening live to WFMU, and I'm Mike the Barber. I'm sans Mac tonight. But we got some exciting stuff coming up next week. If you are in the Jersey area, if you're not in the Jersey area, but you want to be, or if you're just going to be listening to the program next week, it's going to be a special broadcast that we're going to be doing from the Kingsland Manor on Tuesday, April 28th. We'll be there actually from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. and going live at our usual 8 p.m. broadcast time. And this is going to be a live broadcast from the Kingsland Manor, which is 3 Kingsland Street in Nutley, New Jersey. Nutley, New Jersey. And the admission is by donation. It's not going into us. It's going to the Kingsland Manor. So we'll be posting that, of course, on social media land. And he's at Phonograph DJ Mac, and I'm at Mike Will Cut You. So let's continue right along here with the music. And here's a semi-new one that landed in my hands recently. And it's a tune by Al Jolson. It's from his show Sinbad. The recording's done in October of 1918. But a little backstory for you is that after more than 400 performances at 5 New York theaters, Jolie's Sinbad closed in the spring of 1919, then hit the road for a remarkable 2-year run. Many of the best-known songs were interpolated later into the show, including the one I'm about to play, along with Chloe, My Mammy, Swanny, and other hits. Now, here really, get ready to listen to a very typical recording by Al Jolson. When you think of Al Jolson, you know, that overly dramatic and sometimes nasally voice, but here he is with all his vocal best, and it's really difficult to imagine the characters from the Arabian Nights wrapping their minds around these suggestive lyrics that he's going to be putting out. These were written by Bud De Silva, Gus Kahn, and Jolson himself. Here he is in 1918 with I'll Say She Does.
I got a brand new sweetie, better than the one before. Oh, she's got everything and a little bit more. I don't know much about her, and yet I know a lot. And what it takes to make me love her, I want to tell you she's got does he make everybody stare? I think he does. Does she go la da da da? I don't care. I'll think he does. But is she nicer to me? And does she sit on my knee? Does she? I'll think she does. And does she crave a wedding and everything? I'll think she does. Was she happy to get the ring? You bet she was. When she dances, does she twist? Does she do a lot of things I can't resist? Does she? I'll say she does. It was so hard to get her. She can never get away. Because I'm watching her all the night and all day. I've always had her picture. I had it in my mind. I always knew the kind I wanted, and she's exactly the kind. Does she make everybody stare? I'll say she does. Does she go la-da-da-da? I don't care. I'll say she does. But is she nicer to me? And does she sit on my knee? Does she? I'll say she does. And does she crave a wedding and everything? I'll say she does. Was she happy to get the ring? You bet she was. When I kiss her, does she shout? Does she do a lot of things I can't talk about? Does she? I'll say she does.
I could say good morning, Lizzie.
You pardon me, but I am very, very busy.
I haven't seen you since the days of childhood. Do you remember how we roamed the wildwood? Do you remember how I told you that I loved but you?
Yes, I remember you, young fella. You were an awful storyteller.
But honestly, my every word of love was true.
I saw you driving in an automobile with a beautiful blonde one day.
I didn't love her, I didn't love her, believe me what I say.
And then I saw you in a handsome cab with a girlie so peaceful.
I didn't love her, wasn't even thinking of her. You're the only girl I ever gave a thought.
Then take me for a ride.
No, come stroll by my side. Let's take an old-fashioned walk.
Let's have an old-fashioned talk.
We will walk any place you choose to.
But let's talk about the things we used to.
If you want a novelty in outdoor pastime, something for the real blasé, it's an old-fashioned walk.
And an old-fashioned talk
with an old-fashioned girl someday. Take an old-fashioned walk.
Let's have an old-fashioned talk.
We will walk any place you choose to.
But let's talk about the things we used to.
If you want a novelty in outdoor pastime, something for the real blasé, it's an old-fashioned walk.
And an old-fashioned talk
with an old-fashioned girl someday.
Katie was faithful man, had the fever and had it bad. Just to root for the hometown crew, every school, Katie Blue. On a Saturday, her young beau called to see if she'd like to go to see a show. But Miss Kate said, no, I'll tell you what you can do. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Oh, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Oh, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the whole team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three, strike, you're out at the old ball game.
Katie saw all the game, knew the players by their first name. Told the umpire he was wrong all along, good and strong. When the score was just two and two, Katie Casey knew what to do. So just to cheer up the boys she knew, she made the gang sing this song.
Take me out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd. Oh, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the whole team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three, back, you're out at the old ball game.
Now, I am probably the last person you will ever want to ask about anything sports related. I honestly could not even tell you one person who's on the Mets or the Yankees. And I know people, some people might be, oh, gasp. Oh, how dare he? I as soon as I get the newspaper, I turn it to the back and I look automatically to see who's winning. I can't even talk about it really, so I'm just going to stop there. But what I can do is give you the history of the tune you just heard there, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. It was written by Jack Norworth and Albert von Tilzer, who supposedly one of them, escapes my brain, was never even at a baseball game when they co-wrote that. And I'm assuming it was the one who wrote the melody, not the lyrics. But it was in 1908 that it was recorded by the Hayden Quartet, September 9th of that year for the Victor label. Jack Norworth had not begun his recording career yet, along with his wife and soon-to-be ex-wife, Nora Bays, so the song was cut by a man named Harvey Hindermeyer for the Columbia label. Edward Meeker did it for Edison, and then the one you just heard there, like I said, for the Victor. And copies of that song were pretty scarce, highly collectible. Mac and I were talking about very rare and collectible records about 2 or 3 weeks ago on the program, and he had brought in an Enrico Caruso recording, and people usually who aren't heavy 78 collectors, and maybe who aren't even heavy, often think that Enrico Caruso is very valuable, and it's a Caruso record, but no, it's not. It's very easy to find, and through our digging and stuff, we actually do find a lot of Caruso records. But Take Me Out to the Ball Game, I've never come across it. I don't believe that Mac has ever come across it when we're going to phonograph shows and people, you know, giving stuff away and selling it. But anyway, still, issues of Variety from that year of 1908 advertised the song as one of the big hits of the vaudeville season. Would they have even thought it'd still be sung over a century later during the seventh inning stretch at ballparks all across America? I think not. All right, before that, we had from the year earlier, 1907, Billy Murray and Ada Jones with Let's Take an Old-Fashioned Walk. Two extremely, extremely popular vocalists of the early 1900s. That was actually written by George M. Cohan. We heard Al Jolson in there with I'll Say She Does from 1918. As well. All right, we still got a lot more stuff to go. I got things to mention. I got things to do. But first, and foremost. Let's continue along with the music. Here's Fess Williams and his Royal Flush Orchestra with a tune from 1929, none other than Fats Waller's composition of Ain't Misbehavin'.
On the shelf, yeah. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving all my love for pretty baby, saving my love for you.
And so
I'm more than certain
of
the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Look.
Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for every pound baby goes for you. Like Jack Horner sitting in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Oh boy, don't you taste those kisses. I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about eight, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you.
Takes a walk with Johnny. On Tuesday she has a talk with Jim. On Wednesday she likes to dance with Tommy. On Thursday she takes a chance with Tim. On Friday she goes to dance with Billy. On Saturday it's Percy that buys. Sunday's my only time with that bozo of mine, 'cause she's a sweetheart of six other guys. Thank you.
Meg and Romeo. Listen, those who make love at homeos, you do your spooning in a parlor or car. I know a place that's old but better by far. In the winter or summer, spring or fall, is my advice to you all. If you can't land her on the old veranda, then you can't land her at all. If you can't love her with the moon above her, you'll never get her to fall. Give her a kiss, do it again. Tell her you're from the city where men are men. If you can't land her on the old veranda, then you can't land her at all. If you can't land her on the old veranda, then you can't land her at all. If you ain't kissed her, let me tell you, mister, you'll find your chances are small. Winter may come, what if it's cold? Or if you can't keep her warm, then you're growing old. If you can't land her on the old veranda, then you can't land her at all. Say now, if you can't land her on the old veranda, you can't land her at all. Just one box of candy, and she'll think you're dandy. It doesn't matter how small. If she's not a peach, that's no disgrace. In the dark, you'll never even notice her face. If you can't land her on the old veranda, then you can't land her at all.
You know, thinking back now, it's something my therapist always used to say to me at the end of our sessions. He'd look at me and he'd say, "Steven," and I'd say, "My name's not Steven." And then he'd say, "Just remember, if you can't land her on the old veranda, then you can't land her at all." And that's when I left. I didn't go to him anymore. That was Cliff Edwards, Ukulele Ike with "If You Can't Land Her on the Old Veranda for You." We had the Six Jumping Jacks preceding that with "She's the Sweetheart of Six Other Guys," indeed, from 1928. We had Fess Williams and his Royal Flush Orchestra the year after with Waller's tune "Ain't Misbehavin'." Mike the Barber here for you at the mic. Sans Mac. You know, I'm used to his, like, hooting and hollering behind me on the left side of my zone here, and it's cold. It's cold without him. But he's at a he's having a gala time tonight, and that's all he can handle is a gala day. So anyway, what do we got? A couple different things coming up. First, if you are going to be around town this Saturday. Well, let's see. April 25th. That is Saturday. I stand corrected. I sit corrected. If you're around the Midtown area, the Ziegfeld Society is going to welcome I Am Sophie Tucker. On Saturday, April 25th at 3:30 p.m., Ziegfeld Society will present Susan and Lloyd Ecker, who are the authors of a new novel entitled I Am Sophie Tucker. It's a fictional memoir. For a special talk at Hunter College's Lang Hall, the Eckers will also show a clip from their documentary, The Outrageous Sophie Tucker. A bawdy personality known for her risque songs, Miss Tucker embodied the true spirit of what it meant to be a vaudevillian superstar. So that's this Saturday by Hunter's College. What else? We got Terry Waldo is performing a free concert, first come, first serve, on Friday evening at Lincoln Center. And then we have us, the Antique DJ, is going to be spinning in Nutley, New Jersey from the Kingsland Manor. We'll be there from 6 to 9 p.m. And, of course, if you're not in the area, you could get yourself excited and all those around you to tune in next Tuesday evening as we'll go live in our usual time at 8 p.m. And we're going to broadcast from this Kingsland Manor. And we'll talk all about where we're at, and you'll get the almost the smell and the sound. Well, definitely the sound. I don't know about the smell of the audience that surrounds us during next week's live show. All right, so I mentioned Sophie Tucker, so why don't I play a little bit about Sophie Tucker? This is one of her first tunes, her breakout song, and you know, went on, as these things do, to be extremely closely related to her. You know, Burt Williams had Nobody, Judy Garland had Over the Rainbow, and she had Some of These Days. Here it is, the original version that she first waxed for the Edison Amberall Company, and she hated her voice, said it sounded like a foghorn, and she had a good 1927 version, but I like the originals.
The little girly feeling blue said, "I'll go too and show him who can play this game." When her honey heard this melancholy news, why, he quickly came back home again. But when he reached the house, he found his girl had gone. So down he rushes to the train. While it was pulling out, he heard his girlie shout this loving, sweet refrain.
Thank you. precious new Monet. All the boys say she's a winner, and to win her they all try. But they haven't got a chance on earth when I'll begin to cry. Mariah, Mariah, you set my heart on fire. It's you I most desire of all the gals around. Oh, Mariah, 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 of your love I'll never tire. For there's not a higher flyer than Mariah in the town. You're a country gal, but I'm a farmer too. And if you just say you love me, why, I'll buy a farm for you. If we can't raise corn and taters on the land out not too sore, we'll raise the very chickens if we can't raise nothing more. Mariah, Mariah, you set my heart on fire. It's you I most desire of all the gals around. Oh, Mariah, 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 of your love I never tire. For there's not a higher flyer than Mariah in the town. Mariah, Mariah, you set my heart on fire. It's you I most desire of all the gals around. Oh, Mariah, 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 of your love I never tire. For there's not a higher flyer than Mariah in the town.
Well, I'm glad someone was having fun at that recording session. Clarice Vance with Mariah from 1907. Believe it or not, that was the short version. Harry Williams and Moses Gumbel, the writers behind Mariah. We had James F. Harrison and the Knickerbocker Male Quartet with a full-on version of Pack Up Your Troubles in Your Old Kit Bag and Smile, 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 Columbia from 1916. Now, that label introduced the Knickerbocker Quartet to its roster in January of 1917, comprising of the following: George Eldred, first tenor, Robert Lewis, which was a pseudonym for Lewis James, and then the second tenor, William Morgan, and Glenn Howard on bass, or bass. I say bass. You say potato. The company claimed to have put great effort into developing the quartet, yet this April 1917 release spotlights well-known baritone James F. Harrison, who was really Frederick Wheeler on lead vocal. Scandal, scandal. They write of tremendous popularity abroad, filled with the spirit of the soldiers in the trenches. Columbia referred to Pack Up Your Trouble as, quote, optimism put to music, a melody of the most original popularity, end quote. From 1911, we had Sophie Tucker doing Shelton Brooks' Some of These Days. Can you believe that she was almost going to pass up on that opportunity to be the first to introduce Brooks' Some of These Days? I think he called her in the middle of the night or something, and it was her maid that suggested, you know, Sophie, you should give this... give this dude a chance. He's got potential. He's got moxie, and I see a bright future. All right, moving on. You're listening live to the Ragged Antique Phonograph Program here on Tuesday nights in WFMU Studios, unless you're listening to the archive, and then you can do whatever you want to do. You can get that WFMU app, which I did. It's very simple, and you can listen to this show as well as many other shows on the network anytime, 24/7, 24/7. All right, let's go to the next one because I only got about 13 minutes left to go. I know, dry those eyes. It's, what do I got, Gene Cardoz and his orchestra. Now, I was drawn to this title, as anyone else would be, but mainly because I know what they were doing a spinoff of. This is a 1931 hit. Well, I shouldn't really say it's a hit, but a few years earlier, there's a great song called A Cup of Coffee, A Sandwich, and You. And some people go with a cup of coffee and a sandwich, but others would like to go for a hot dog, a blanket, and you.
Date to meet the girlfriend. Oh boy, I feel proud. I want to holler out loud. Hear that grandstand cheering. Oh boy, my skies are clearing. With a hot dog, a blanket, and you. There's our team in action. Now I'll get satisfaction from a hot dog, a blanket, and you. Gee, what a sight, oh, what a fight. Look at the fullback go. Boy, what a play, he'll get away. Hold that tiger. Gee, I'm feeling silly. Please pass the pick-a-lily with a hot dog, a blanket, and you.
Of a school do you think that we've got? If I had my way, you'd be put on the spot. Now, here is a cheer that has plenty heart, so give him everything you've got.
Ike, Moses, Jake, and Sam, we are the boys that don't need hands. Baseball, football, swimming in a tank. We got the money, but we keep it in the bank.
The only way to make us cheer is give us back our pre-war beer.
His heart when Pity Pity Pat somewhere in sunny France. He met a girl by chance with the naughty, naughty glance. She looked just like a kitty, kitty cat. She loved to dance and play. So he learned no French when he left the trench. He knew well enough to say, oui, oui, Marie, will you do this for me? Oui, oui, Marie, then I'll do that. For you, I love your eyes, they make me feel so gloomy. You'll drive me loony, you're teasing me. Why can't we poly boo like other sweethearts do? I want a kiss or two from a cherie. Oui, oui, Marie, if you'll do this for me, then I'll do that for you. Oui, oui, Marie. They walked along the bully bully body, whispered you for me. Someday in gay Paris, I will make you marry me. Just then a bunch of bully bully boys threw kisses on the fly. Marie got wise when they rolled their eyes, they sang as they passed her by. Oui, oui, Marie, will you do this for me? Oui, oui, Marie, then I'll do that for you. I love your eyes, they make me feel so spoony. You'll drive me loony, you're teasing me. Why can't we poly boo like other sweethearts do? I want a kiss or two from a cherie. Oui, oui, Marie, if you'll do this for me, then I'll do that for you. Oui, oui, Marie. Oui, oui, Marie, will you do this for me? Oui, oui, Marie, then I'll do that for you. I love your eyes, they make me feel so spoony. You drive me loony, you're teasing me. I cannot learn to speak the Latin, French, or Greek, but I can kiss the cheek of ma chérie. Oui, oui, Marie, if you'll do this for me, then I'll do that for you. Oui, oui, Marie. Thank you.
my thoughts go back to a heavenly dance, a moment of bliss we spent. Our hearts were filled with a song of romance as into the night we went and sang to our hearts' content. The song is ended, but the melody lingers on. You and the song are gone, but the melody lingers on. The night was splendid, and the melody seemed to say, summer will pass away, take your happiness while you may. Beneath the light of the moon, we sang a love song that ended too soon. The moon descended, and I found with the break of dawn, you and the song had gone, but the melody lingers on. The break of dawn, you and the song had gone, but the melody lingers on.
It comes and it goes. We had just a little bit of the glowworm in there right before this finale. We had Seeger Ellis in there with Irving Berlin's Endlessly Beautiful. The song has ended, but the melody lingers on. Indeed, it doodly does. What can I say? All right, folks. Stay tuned for Irene next here on WFMU, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. And remember to listen up next week, same time, same channel as Mac and I will be at the Kingsland Manor. We'll be there from 6 to 9 p.m. going on live in the air at 8 p.m. as always. And until then, I'll say good evening, good night, goodbye, and good luck. Ta-ta.